Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our Grow project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Welcome to Thursday's podcast. Our reading today is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 to chapter 5, verses 2. But today we'll focus on verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. A thought for the day. Have you seen the latest Virgin Trains advert? Google it. It's awesome. If you haven't seen it, do. I won't spoil it too much here, but anyone remember Mr. Blobby and Barry from EastEnders? It's a music video charting Virgin Trains' existence from 97 to 2019. It pays homage to some awesome music and it contains some excellent characters. Now, in 1997, Tony Blair had come to power and the immortal words of Dee Ream ringing out, "Things can only get better." And yet next week, we face yet another general election to try and break the Brexit impasse. Whatever side of the Remain, Leave divide you happen to be on, our nation is undeniably divided and going through some of the most significant changes since the Second World War. There are a myriad of reasons as to why we have Brexit or the US has Donald Trump. The consistent theme I've read is this, that in the face of rapid social change, where some people feel left behind, generally society shifts to the political right. Why? Because of loss. Those who are left behind want to preserve or regain what they feel has been lost. So in this fragmented world, can Christians make a difference? The answer, I believe, is yes, we can. And the answer is to embrace the call to holiness and purity. The counter to a divided world is a united church. Now, I don't mean churches together meetings or marches for Jesus like we had in the 1980s. But I think we should use our voice, whether it be online, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or wherever we speak, to do such in a way that is honouring and holy. It does mean that we don't slag off other believers, but we choose to believe the best in people. We choose the path of honour. In a society that is moving away from God, the counter is for believers to draw closer to God. It's such a temptation to get on a soapbox and berate people for the loss of Christian values or to critique society and critique culture. But Paul actually is very practical. He calls us to put into practice our faith. In the face of an opposing culture, we choose God. We choose his ways. We choose his life. Let's just think about the words we use for a moment. In verse 29, Paul says this, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths." My dad came to faith later in his life. A number of people had connected and witnessed to him before he became a Christian. Interestingly, he talks of his time as a 16-year-old apprentice among a cohort of 200 in a huge Birmingham factory that employed 11,000 people. There, among the apprentices, was one young man who was a Christian. He was the only one out of 200 in that cohort. And you know, my dad remembers him 59 years later, because his words had such great power in that culture. He was kind. He was honouring. He didn't use, quotes, what my dad says, filthy language, or he didn't swear. The way he used these words, the way he spoke, marked him out as different. And holy is another way of saying to be marked out, to be set aside, to be different. Jesus calls us to be salt and light. Today, as we head to work or get up for a lecture or go to school or work from home, what does that mean for you? Is it putting out the neighbour's bin? Or is it not joining in the office gossip? And is it choosing to speak well of those around you? Whatever it is, today choose the God life. Let's pray. Father, help us to walk in holiness and in purity with you this day. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 to chapter 5, verses 2. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbour, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who's been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You are the word. At the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High, your hidden glory in creation now revealed in you our Christ. What a beautiful name. love we can stand against. What a power.